Genesis chapter 25. Abraham married Keturah, and they had six sons, Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuah. Later, Jokshan became the father of Sheba and Dedan. And when Dedan grew up, he had three sons, Eshurim, Letushim, and Linmim. Midian also had five sons, Ephath, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Elda. While Abraham was still alive, he gave gifts to the sons of Hagar and Keturah. He also sent their sons to live in the east, far from his son Isaac. And when Abraham died, he left everything to Isaac. Abraham died at the ripe old age of 175. His sons, Isaac and Ishmael, buried him east of Hebron in Machpelah cave that was part of the field Abraham had bought from Ephron, son of Zohar the Hittite. Abraham was buried there beside his wife Sarah. God blessed Isaac after this, and Isaac moved to the place called the Well of the Living One Who Sees Me. Ishmael was the son of Abraham and Hagar, the slave woman of Sarah. Ishmael had 12 sons in this order: Nebaioth, Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Dumas, Mamas, Masmasan, Hadatma, Jitzer, you get it. Each of Ishmael's sons was a tribal chief, and a village was named after each of them. Ishmael had settled in the land east of his brothers, and his sons settled everywhere from Havilah to Shur, east of Egypt, on the way to Assur. Ishmael was 137 when he died. Isaac was the son of Abraham, and he was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel. She was also the sister of Laban, the Aramean from northern Syria. Almost 20 years later, Rebekah still had no children. So Isaac asked the Lord to let her have a child, and the Lord answered his prayer. Before Rebekah gave birth, she knew she was going to have twins because she could feel them inside her fighting each other. She thought, "Why is this happening to me?" Finally, she asked the Lord why her twins were fighting, and he told her, "Your two sons will become two separate nations. The younger of the two will be stronger, and the older son will be his servant." When Rebekah gave birth, the first baby was covered with red hair, so he was named Esau. The second baby grabbed on to his brother's heel, so he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when they were born. As Jacob and Esau grew older, Esau liked the outdoors and became a good hunter, while Jacob lived the quiet life of a shepherd. Esau would take the meat of wild animals to his father, Isaac, so Isaac loved him more. But Jacob was his mother's favorite son. One day, when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came home hungry and said, "I'm starving to death. Here and now, give me some of that red stew." That's how Esau got the name Edom. Jacob replied, "Sell me your rights as the firstborn son." "I'm about to die," Esau answered. "What good will those rights do to me?" But Jacob said, "Promise me your birthrights here and now." And that's what Esau did. Jacob then gave Esau some bread and some bean stew. And when Esau had finished eating and drinking, he got up and left, showing how little he thought of his rights as the firstborn.